Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kurt Pulfari. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Robinson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Robinson. Wagner moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wagner tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Kurt Pulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulfari strikes out. There goes Snyder. The throw from Askew and Snyder is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians won, and the Orioles won. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. McNally reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball towards center. Hinton catches it and throws to second to double up Aparicio. McNally moves to third. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNally scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Whitfield reaches third base with a triple. Colavito goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. As Q moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Bulfari reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney pinch hits for Vic Rosnovsky. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Salmon reaches second base with a double. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair strikes out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney strikes out. Two outs. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Dave McNally. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Raditz now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Salmon bunts towards first. Bulfari scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salmon for the out. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bulfari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Tiant now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown is hit by the pitch. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Max Alvis. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Houser now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing third base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bulfari bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tiant. Robinson moves to third. Bulfari moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson is walked intentionally. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-4 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bulfari moves to third. Johnson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.